to the OnlyFans podcast, take three.
Hello.
No nudes, just NBA news. Technical difficulties, they're not going to keep us down. Crippling alcoholism might be another story.
But I'm going to say tonight, round three.
That's going to keep you
round three. I'm a lot drunker than I was round one.
Round one. Let's round do one. It, baby. But let's also say this. Round one was a lot less energetic somehow than round three is.
Because we're at that sleepy stage of the night. We're like, we're getting energy. Silly because it's like everything is, it's just been such a hassle of a night.
It is.
That all you can do at this point is laugh. It's like when you get arrested. Or no. It's like when you get caught by your parents for having a huge party, but you're so screwed because you've just you're in so much trouble that it's fun. All you can do now is laugh at it.
You can laugh and you're like, I'm just gonna go to sleep. Who cares? What's gonna happen? It is it's 11 o'clock at night on the dot. Josh, when did you wake up today? Hold on. Josh, when did you wake up?
3:45.
And we did start at 6:30, and 4 hours later, 4.5 hours later, we can't get our shit together.
We're getting it together.
Five and a half hours later. We've been at this for 5.5 hours.
Yeah.
Can we just say that we took some shots leading up to this last run? Not this one, but the one before. So then when it all broke down again, all hell broke loose, we overcame it together as a team while intoxicated. I gotta say, that takes focus and desire.
Desire, teamwork, competency, determination, and skill.
We got it all in spades, baby.
That's six things.
We did that.
You can't even hold six things on one hand.
No, not right now. I got a drink in this one.
That's right. I'm over here doing my best not to drink while holding up all six.
Yeah, I think we should do some trust falls later.
Trust falls. I like that. Yeah, I don't know.
You guys
want
to do a retreat sometime too?
Definitely. We have to do
this is our retreat. This is our retreat.
Oh, okay. We do have to do an OnlyFans podcast retreat eventually, though.
Absolutely. To the cabin, probably.
Yeah.
Like a remote.
So, thanks to our inability to function as a podcast, we were able to see the end of the Bucks-Hawks game this evening. Game five?
Game four.
Game four, thank you.
Hawks tied the series.
Take three. Hawks tie it up. Game one, Hawks win. Game two, Bucks blow them out. Yep. Dude, after that game, I was like, dude, Bucks are just going to run the table for the rest of the series.
Yeah. And I thought for sure they'd win this one.
Yeah.
Because Trae Young was out.
Trae Young's out. Giannis is in.
Yeah.
Until
Buck said, "Hey Hawks, we see your injured superstar, and we raise you one."
Yep.
Knock knock.
Giannis is out with a. Hold on, I pulled it up here because I wanted to see what was going on exactly.
Hyperextended
left knee.
Yes.
At the conclusion of the third quarter, he would not return. And I'm gonna be honest, I don't think he's coming back for game six, game five.
I think, for that matter. I think. The NBA ratings this year have been so good for the playoffs. They're just trying to do an NBA ratings heat check. They're just like, hey, how many ratings? What's the views we're going to get with no superstars playing?
Yeah.
Trae Young out.
Check your privilege.
Also watch
everybody who gives a shit about the game going one way or the other is now going to ride the fucking bench for the rest of the series.
They're just shit, Chris Middleton's got to be the face of it now.
And a lot of this has to be the fact that the game was completely out of reach.
Yeah.
But the fourth quarter was just players you've never heard of before.
Yeah.
The fact that they got playoff minutes is going to be so good for their stock later on down the road.
Exactly.
And good for them.
No doubt. I wondered if we were going to see a Lou Williams game, and we got it,
Yeah. Lou Williams was the most accredited, most talented player on the court for most of the night.
Well, I think Bogdan.
Giannis was there.
You're talking about Bogdan.
Yeah, Bogdan put up 20 points. Average of 6.2 points for really the last rest of the series.
Yeah.
6.2 is not where you want to be. That's three baskets a game.
Lou Williams was lemon pepper fresh tonight. He had 21. He was 2 for 3. I think your point was that he has the most playoff experience. I mean, he's been there with the Clippers and stuff.
He really does. The fact that he was a second string man.
Yeah,
for every series he's been in before this, and he still is.
Yeah,
there's no argument.
But I mean, he's
about
definitely that tier that it's you're all right with him stepping into that position.
He made his way into a Monty Morris position.
Yes,
you know what I mean. For all the Nuggets fans out there,
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's okay. We're talking basketball right now.
I don't get paid to talk basketball.
You don't get paid. Yeah. One other thing I wanted to talk about real quick, and I think this is worth reviewing.
Yeah.
Because we may be the only podcast who reviews it. Recap of...
What do you mean I don't get paid? Hold on. That got to me. I sat there with that with my drink for a minute.
I'm saying until there's money, you're not getting any money.
Yeah, we don't get paid either, so.
But I've already invested in all this equipment.
I bought all this equipment. You had a laptop.
Oh.
You had that one laptop. You just had to buy that $3,000 laptop.
That you had already purchased.
Okay, after this show, we're going to talk about this. We're going to get some contracts drawn up.
No, listen here, Danny. We're never going to talk about this again.
No, the way he sounded, I think after this show might be the time to get some contracts drawn up.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe.
Like
we'll see.
He's desperate for some money right now?
No, we'll have some more shots after the show and we'll get some contracts drawn up.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know what? You have me a shot.
Yeah, I think we can make this work.
You know what's great?
Hey, don't be a bitch. Let's talk some numbers.
You know what's great? Josh, you know what's great?
What?
He bought the alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. That's really the only thing here that he's bought for the podcast.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
And I will tell you what I'm drinking. If you're ready to play ball, you know who.
Yeah.
All right. So I wanted to touch base. I want to be the only podcast who does this. We're going to talk about the FIBA Olympic qualifying tournament.
Okay.
Say FIFA?
FIBA.
FIBA.
Okay, I thought you said FIFA. Yeah,
not FIFA.
And I was like, I know, I've heard of that, and I know that's soccer, but you said FIBA.
It's basketball.
So I don't know what.
And guess what? This game about. We get to name. No, it's FIFA. It's the something something football something.
Yeah.
This is the something something basketball something.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know basketball. What FIFA stands for, but I do know that
First
the second F
Basketball Association.
Stands for football.
Hey, you know. A FIBA first what?
First International Basketball Association.
This is a real thing?
Perfect. Yeah. This is the organization that orchestrates all of the Olympic games up until the point where the Olympic tournament starts. So these are the qualifiers for the Olympics. Poland over Angola by 20 points.
Okay.
Germany over Mexico by 6.
Okay.
Lithuania over Venezuela's. Big shout out to the Lithuanians. That's my That's my non-biological father's heritage.
Nice.
So I get to claim them.
Yeah.
Porzingis. With a 0 percentage point. Porzingis is in there. Valanciunas as well. We're talking 76-65.
Ooh.
Brazil over Tunisia by 30 points.
Yeah.
Brazil's going to be hot. Serbia over the Dominican Republic, obviously, by 20 points. It's fucking Serbia.
Yeah.
Whether they have the Joker or not, they're going
to
wreck it.
Who wants to bet me $100 that I could find Serbia on a globe?
I bet you cannot.
Do you have a globe?
I do have a globe. And yes, you're right. I cannot.
I'll bet you $100.
You already threw it out there.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll take that bet.
All right. Let's get it done. There's probably names on the map. On the globe. Yeah.
It's geotopical. It shows the mountain ranges.
One last note on that Serbia Dominican Republic thrashing. You got Boban.
Yeah.
He really ran shit.
Hell yeah.
But if Joker decided to show up.
Well, obviously.
So here's the thing. Like, Serbia is going to win every game they don't play against the United States.
Pretty much.
That's just how it's going to go.
Yeah.
And that's how it was going to go anyway. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Even with Joker there. Still going to win every game. Not against the United States.
And they're still being little bitches about Jokic.
They are. What were they saying?
They were like, he's a traitor to the country.
Traitor
like
to the country.
Not on a newspaper.
I just want to say, these colors don't run.
They don't.
These colors don't run.
So Serbia.
Yeah, let's talk more about Serbia.
No, let's get back. I want to get back to the NBA. Let's get back to the Clippers and Suns. And I want to talk Devin Booker face mask.
Yeah, easy. Wait, are you talking about Phantom of the Opera face mask?
Yeah, I'm talking about, okay, he looks a little weird in it. And I don't need weird, I need scary. So
from D-Books,
I'm not a monster!
So the question becomes, how do we make this mask?
Can he have a color?
We need to make it scary.
Yeah, I want it colored. I want it maybe...
Wait, what color do you want it to be?
Like red.
Oh, okay.
Either that or maybe...
I thought he was proposing that Devin Booker does blackface.
No.
It's problematic.
You could have a pure white like Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
That's pretty intimidating.
No, that's the way to go.
Maybe edge it, trim it a little bit. You know those shears your aunt or grandma used to cut out scrapbooks? Maybe do some cool design like... I just...
If you're going to do the full face mask, you might as well do like a Roman times face mask.
Yeah.
Or like a 300 face mask where it just like goes over the nose in like the V formation and the rest of it is just like some badass like craftsmanship.
I think you should get like
down the sides a little bit, give you some like some V's, V it up, make it look cool.
I think you should get real primal with it, put some eyeballs on it. You know, like how the animals have, like you can't tell, like multiple eyes.
I think
so. Give them the butterfly mask.
Exactly.
So it all looks like give them that fucking monarch.
I think we should really fuck with their minds and do like a Guy Fawkes mask or Guy Fawkes or whatever his name is. You know what I'm talking about? Like the anonymous mask.
Yeah, anonymous mask.
Yes. Great move. Really, really
great move.
Remember
always.
So I think Guy Fawkes, V for Vendetta. That shit.
V for Vendetta. That shit.
Or is it Jason? The guy who's got the hockey mask.
The old school hockey mask.
Just throw on a hockey mask. It's sport regulated already. You don't have to do anything.
I think the hockey mask, like, are you kidding me? Somebody coming down to dunk on you with the hockey mask. I'm running the opposite.
Yeah. You're not coming back on the court. You're running. You're going to Forrest Gump it straight for that end zone. You're going to get the fuck out of the stadium.
No, Devin Booker, he goes to sit down for a rest, and you just see him with his mask just sharpening a machete on the sideline watching his team play.
100%.
Love it. I think we found it.
That's great.
We settled into
the We're going to go with it. That's a good move. I like that a lot.
What else from that series?
Tell me about Friday the 13th. I got a lot to say about that.
Yeah, maybe around Halloween we'll talk. Friday.
I promise. If I'm not gonna get paid, can we at least talk about things that I'm into for once?
I mean, this is an NBA podcast, so maybe not something rated R. Maybe something PG-13.
Ooh. We could talk some PG-13.
Segway
to the Paul new Space Jam.
Segway to the
Clippers. Claude George.
Yeah, okay. We're not gonna talk about the ripoff.
He's number
13. We're not gonna We're not gonna talk.
Oh, Space Friday the 13th. Paul George. Okay,
let's do it.
PG-13.
So is that his name?
That's his nickname.
Oh, so God damn it! I thought we just came up with and that we were gonna be like the shit.
He came up with that. How do you feel about someone making their own nicknames, Danny?
I don't know. Okay, You never make your own nickname because that's not how it works. Usually, it's a nickname that someone gives you, and you're not supposed to like it. But if you're cool, you can like embrace it and make it work. I'm against naming yourself, but PG-13, that what you just described, because I like Friday the 13th. I gotta say that was the dopest shit I ever heard.
Yeah. Okay.
So, did my mouth even move just now? I felt that slur.
It was a quality.
I wrote it though. I wrote that way, dude. Anyone who knows about the slurs, I wrote that.
You handled it well.
Thank you.
If you wouldn't have brought it up, I don't think I would have noticed until post.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it would have been a different story. Like I would have noticed.
I did this for y'all.
So Paul George had his first 40-point game in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the NBA,
they had a nickname.
They called him 40-point P.
Yeah,
I like that a lot. So
is the same guy? PG-13 though is way tighter than 40-point P.
It is, has that nickname. If you get a nickname that also allows you to brag about the point that you put up a 40-point game.
Yeah.
Meh.
Wait, hold on. So like, it's like your 10-inch Tim.
Sure, something like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Something you get to brag about your metrics.
I get that. Okay,
So it's different, but it's the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it better than the Black Beetle?
Eh? All right, dude, you brought this up to me earlier. And I just want to say that the fact that you decided after
now
I
you
already...
Like it. Now you like it?
No.
Now you hate it more.
The fact that you decided after I'd already thrashed you thoroughly for bringing this to the table...
Twice, possibly.
And you brought it up again? Again?
Well, I just have to explain it. It's B-E-A-T-L. Like, is that how...
You're right. He didn't explain
B-E-T-E-L.
It that way last time.
B-E-T-E-L. It's like John
Beetle, B-E-T-L-E.
It's like John Paul, George, and Ringo. That's why I think I was like thinking like John Paul, George, and Ringo.
Who's that?
The four Beatles. John Paul, George, and Ringo.
This is like...
So for some reason, Paul George is the Black Beetle. I don't get it.
I don't know. It just seems with all their names of their songs, you could do so much with that.
Because Paul and George were both Beatles?
Yeah. So this would also be a possible nickname for somebody named John Paul. Or George Ringo.
Sean. There's Sean Paul. That's a person, right? Yeah. How do we work that?
I don't think we can, pal.
I think we just let this one go.
Here's the thing, buddy. Anytime you have to explain to me for more than like two words.
This is funny because this is the second time we've gone over this.
You've already. People don't want to know that he's that kind of grasping. I've already had to explain to Josh like why his nicknames never work. They don't want to know that. But Josh, your nicknames are never going to work.
What about DeAndre Eaton for DeAndre Ayton?
I don't get it.
Because he'd be out there
scoring. He does a lot of mukbangs.
You saying he's fat or something?
I do want to put on record that I think he could get fat, but he probably will be a big star, and he has that potential.
I do think he's got a little bit of big boy in his blood.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell he's got those chubby cheeks.
I got a big boy in my blood, so I relate.
That's okay.
It's hard.
That's all right. So does Shaq. Shaq's one of the greatest of all time.
He is. Yeah. He just has a big boy.
So Paul George ran the table.
Is that, like, hereditary, or is it genetics?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do some research.
You got some big people on your mom's side, don't you?
A lot of part of it for you.
It's just, some people ask, like, are you Samoan? I'm like, no.
Mostly
diet. No, not Samoan.
No, but thanks, though.
That's hilarious. That's pretty great.
But Paul George...
That's like Catholic people when some people are like, they find out you're Catholic and they're like, oh, you got fucked as a kid, huh? And you're like, no, like, but like, great to meet you. You know what I mean?
Not every Catholic was abused. But yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, that's good.
No, that's great.
That is great.
That's pretty great.
Not really, actually. Yes. that was the liquor talking.
Yeah, which is so lame.
But I also am the liquor, so yeah. I don't know. You take it as you are.
I was an altar boy.
Were you?
Yeah, yeah.
I was too, actually.
Did you get touched?
I wasn't good enough.
You must have been ugly.
Yeah.
I got touched.
Yeah. Damn. Like, no. Why are you, though?
Like, cool, look at me, dude.
I know, but...
You got that boyish charm.
I'm funny. You know, that's kind of count
for
something.
They always chose Raul, didn't they?
They always chose the bad boys.
Fucking Raul.
It pisses me off.
So are we going to talk at all more about Paul George?
No, we're going to segue that into Pat Beverly and how...
Dude.
We have lost our way, and I'm going to take my responsibility for this because we used to be a bigger Pat Beverly podcast.
I used to be a bigger Pat Beverly podcast.
Well, you were the proponent.
Say that 5 times.
No.
Just say it 3 times.
I used to be...
Say it twice.
I used to be the Pat Beverly podcast.
What?
I used to be the Pat Beverly podcast.
No, pro. We're pro Pat Beverly podcast.
Pro is never in there.
Yeah, because we're pro. That's what you said.
Dude, we're amateurs, for sure.
We used to be the biggest pro Pat. Anyway,
I meant like four, like we're pro. We're four Pat. I don't even know who this is.
But. So Pat Beverly, he's arguably...
He?
Patrick. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's arguably...
I don't know. For some reason, when you
Patricia?
Said Pat Beverly,
sounds like Patricia.
it just came yes. through as like, who is she?
No, Pat Beverly plays for the Clippers. He is both arguably the best defender in the league and the dirtiest player in the league.
I think he's
dirty.
Me too.
The anarchy side.
So here's what happened. Here's why everybody in America became a big Pat Beverly fan this week. During the most recent game against the Suns, he's guarding Chris Paul. And was it Crowder? It was Crowder. Crowder sets a pick for Chris Paul. Chris Paul is beyond the arc. Chris Paul cuts to the left to get rid of Beverly, who's trailing. Beverly hits Crowder, tries to come around the inside, and right as he comes around the inside, no, he comes around the outside and gets in front of Chris Paul. And right as he gets in front of Chris Paul goes up for some lame-ass bullshit shot. Now, the NBA has done 3 things this year.
Well, it doesn't go into effect this year.
No, they've made 3 decisions this year that are going to fix the game of basketball for next year. And they all involve running into players who are shooting behind the arc or players initiating contact after a shot. The only rule that really stands today that deters a 3-point shooter from trying to make contact with the player who's defending him is that they can't kick their foot out. So not only did Chris Paul kick his foot out, but he also made some bullshit like mid-air floppy move that I've never even seen before.
Yeah.
And like flailed like a dead fish mid-air. And after he did so,
can you reenact this? So it kind of had me at flopping fish, so, and I would like to see this.
So I'll reenact it later, because I'm going to reenact what Beverly did to reenact what Chris Paul did.
Okay.
So as he's midair, he manages to kick his foot out, brings that foot down as his plant foot, and no, his other foot becomes the plant foot, because that one's been kicked out for no fucking reason to try to initiate, and it lands on Beverly's heel. Beverly's just trying to defend him and gets called for a foul. I'm sick. Yeah, of defense being just completely unallowed and disavowed in the NBA.
In Scott Van Pelt, who...
Reenactment of Beverly's moves. It's something along those lines. In fact, Danny, go ahead and pull up his move. I want you to play his
move. I would like to see that again, though, while I pull it up.
Please. You got
to
full screen me. I mean...
Give me the names again.
Pat Beverly.
Okay, give me 2 seconds. Banter for a second.
So, how about them Jets?
Well, no, I was going to talk about...
Wait, what do I type in to find this? Pat Beverly what?
Pat Beverly, Chris Paul foul.
Okay, I'll pop...
There it is. Top fucking line, dude. Right there.
Okay.
Click on it, bring it up, show it to the people.
Not yet. There's an ad going, and I don't want to give these two...
Wait a second.
These one attractive ladies attention here.
He hasn't paid for YouTube Premium yet?
Hold up.
Hey, Josh.
Damn.
Josh. What are we paying him for if he's not going to fucking pay for YouTube Premium?
I mean, we got to talk about where this money's going, man.
Wait.
Danny, what are you doing with the money?
What?
What are you doing with the money?
I'm minus $3,000 for the laptop.
You had the laptop when I came to you.
Yeah, but
You can't fucking invoice shit that you bought in post. That doesn't
goddamn
make sense.
Right, I invoiced the lap dances. What was that movie? That's that 90s movie. What was it? Oh, goddamn it.
Oh, you're so old.
People will... I know.
You're so old. I love it.
People get it. 90s movie. I'll figure it out.
God, the fuck am I going to know?
Charlie Sheen was in it, I'm pretty sure. A Few Good Men. A Few Good Men. Boom.
Are we going to play the video?
To be honest, I've never seen that movie. So, I don't know why I'm claiming to. Yes, let's do it, baby. Woo! Here we go.
Go full screen right now.
Well, I can't. Yes, I don't you can. Have that kind of technology, but we will go theater screen.
Okay.
Is this it?
Yep. Now look at Beverly. Just absolutely.
Oh, him?
Oh! Yeah. Run it back so that we can see the move.
Okay. They might do a replay.
That's a good point. They're going to do a replay of the shot.
Because I'm sure whoever we're stealing this from
so
has
Chris
done
Paul,
their
watch
homework.
Here. Watch here. Watch how Chris Paul. For absolutely no reason that Chris Paul's got the ball.
Okay, he's
goes
the
up to shoot right as contact is initiated, kicks Beverly in the face, lands on his shoe, so basically breaks his heel. Like, Beverly didn't do anything.
Yeah, Chris Paul was trying to jump into him and fall.
Yeah.
So
that was the game plan.
That's why it annoyed me when Scott Van Pelt, who I like,
it wasn't just the thing. It was also the knee thing he's doing. That's good.
Yeah,
I like that
because he did. He got hit in the face by his leg.
You know what? If this is big enough, this is gonna be the new Fortnite dance.
That's a good point.
It is.
And then eventually it won't be because then they will.
I think
it's new. Them taking
it. I think it could be like the new Bernie.
Pop culture reference.
The new. Are you talking about the new Weekend at Bernie's?
You know Bernie? Remember them? That was big.
Oh, this is a dance move. I'm pretty sure that's from Weekend. Okay.
Yeah, so it's from Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes. Okay.
This would be a dance move from Beverly.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Weekend at
Beverly's.
And I just gotta say,
or the Beverly.
If Chris
Beverly Hills 90210. Yeah, that's right.
Right back to the 90s. Dude, you made a Fortnite reference. You got pop culture current.
It's all full circle.
And then all of a sudden, you're talking about 90210.
Patrick Beverly Hills Cop locking people down out there.
Patrick Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Beverly Hills Cop. Is that a nickname?
I'd like to see number. I'd like to see Pat Beverly.
You're so bad at this. You're so bad at this.
I'd like to see Beverly Hills Pat Cop 4, but we couldn't get Pat Beverly. He's too big now. He doesn't want to come back for a sequel. So then we find somebody else that could like fill in. Like a John Cena, Marine situation. But they got The Miz later on.
Danny.
So I think that would be the good.
Danny.
Yeah?
I'm going to ask you to just focus on the cameras for the next... However long we continue here. Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Because maybe we brought you on as a producer,
I thought I was just contributing good bench.
No. We knew you had that $3,000 laptop, and we thought, you know, maybe we can use you for your laptop, really. So we just need to talk some basketball.
Okay, but we're still gonna. Okay, that's fine. We're still gonna talk contracts later, and we're still gonna talk about that movie with Kevin Bacon where he was playing basketball, right? Yes. That in Africa, right? We're gonna talk. You promised we would talk about that. You swore we would talk about that. So you're gonna talk about that, right? We'll talk about the contracts too, though. I want to handle both things.
Yeah, buddy. We're gonna talk about the movie, and we're gonna talk about the contracts.
Okay, you're smart.
We'll have some shots and talk about the contract.
Yeah, we'll have some shots and we'll talk about the contract.
Well, should we get into a segment?
Promise.
More than the main four?
The main four.
Yeah. The main four sports.
Okay.
Main four sports?
Yeah.
We got soccer.
NBA. No, soccer's not main four.
Wait.
It's the biggest game in the world.
Yeah.
Third world.
That's rude. The Europe is not the third world. At least
that's it's the liquor world. Talking.
All right. Well, then I'll
sponsored by me.
Yeah. Okay. So, what are the main four to you? If you hockey, put baseball over baseball. Soccer, dude, baseball's played by like us and countries Japan. We've conquered.
Oh, okay.
Japan.
It's places that we've like completely shoe fucked.
I'm just saying, soccer doesn't get a count until we win it something. You know? Like, why are you trying? You're an American. Why are you rushing to make soccer?
We won the Women's World Cup, like, last year.
Oh, cool.
And I, for one,
I'm very, very proud of us.
Are you holding a bottle of liquor right now?
You weren't supposed to. I didn't think the camera would pan that well.
We got the cap, pal. We got the cap.
Hey, we didn't get the label.
That's fair.
That's what matters. But hey, we could get the label.
But they ain't paying it for us yet.
You know who we're talking to.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what's up?
That's a company that very well could pay us for the label.
This is a company
Give me the bottle.
This is a company that very well needs to pay us for the sponsor. Are you ready to throw the label?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is a hold on. This is a freebie.
Freebie.
This is a freebie.
Freebie.
Let's talk some chocolate. Don't be a bitch. Let's talk some numbers.
Talk some numbers.
There it is. This is what
this podcast.
Yes. Yes.
This
goddamn right.
This podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by
Admiral Nelson's. We drink it, but they ain't paying us for it yet.
Say my name. When no one is, that's TLC, you fucking pay us too. Because you need that. Because it's 2021.
I don't want to talk to the first mate. I don't want to talk to the fucking captain. I want to talk to the goddamn admiral in this negotiation. If you try to pawn us off with a fucking captain or a fucking first mate or the dude that just like throws the slop on the
captain
trays,
only runs one
shift. I want to talk to the admiral, and then I want to talk to the queen that sent the orders. What's up, girl?
Yeah, dude, that's exactly. Like top down is queen and then admiral. You know? I mean, it's just the truth. Okay. Back to some basketball because we really deviated from the cold hard facts.
We're
going
to get to Tour de France.
PG-13 before we deviate.
Okay.
41 points. 3 from 6 from beyond the arc.
Okay.
13 rebounds in the last game. That was last night.
Yeah.
6, 28, 21.
Nice.
He's lights out.
He's doing well.
Earned his 40-point P name.
Yeah. Adam, just confirming all those numbers for you that check the box score. Hell yeah. Good stuff.
Why are you coming at me like
that? Oh, man, sorry. Damn, you are really taken off guard.
This guy really needs a nap, man.
No, man, it's just good to talk. It's good to get the
spotlight. I am impressed by... So, dude, everybody this entire year has talked about, playoff P.
Yeah.
He hasn't earned his name. He's shit in the playoffs. Like, last year he did. He shit the fucking bed.
Well, no, yeah. He's completely reshaped his narrative by carrying his team without Kawhi Leonard, who is just apparently... made of glass and can never play again. So.
Yeah, right?
What happened?
Did you see him sitting in the booth with his family like...
Who is this?
Doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Stephen A. Smith had the...
Kawhi Leonard.
Had the take that should they trade him?
Which
I didn't... I didn't freaking hate, you know.
They arguably should. Wait, you know how much they're going to get for them if they do?
Zero. Do you know why?
Please.
When he goes somewhere that he doesn't want to play, like the Spurs, he just sits out and demands a trade. So what team would want him if they don't think he's going to want to play for them?
That's a good point.
So he's kind of like locked in there. But
who's going to want you now?
Here's the other side of that. A team like the Nuggets.
The best
facilitator. I'm not saying the Nuggets. I'm just saying a team with a good facilitator. Yeah. Somebody who just needs a shooter. Somebody who needs somebody who like can just produce points. And if they can be left to do that and play defense.
Would you be all right with him only playing away games? Because he didn't like the cold in Canada, so he won't like the cold here. So he'll just play Southern away games. So he'll play like a quarter of it. I mean, actually, how much he's resting, we'll probably get a full Kawhi out of him. So I don't know.
And in the playoffs, we probably would get like
Phoenix or LA, so we could
peak.
At least,
yeah. We'd get peak Kawhi.
Yeah.
You know, because he's only playing a quarter of the road games, we don't even really fucking need him with Joker to play at all during the regular season. Yeah. Like, we just need him in the playoffs.
Exactly. And mainly against, you know, LA or Phoenix or something like that down the road.
So, yeah.
I don't know. Possibly.
And then one East Coast team.
But it is
a single East Coast team we need him to play against.
Yeah. It's
fuck it. I'll take him.
We're gonna see how good of a negotiator Mike Malone really is. How well he relates.
Michael. Hey. It's Michael.
Okay.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that's good.
When he just like he totally clowned an interviewer for being like, "All right, I'm standing here with Mike Malone," and he goes, "Michael, it's Michael." Like, he got on him on national television.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was a little scared.
I was scared, too. I don't want to be on the receiving end of Michael's belittlement. Hold on. Have you seen some of the takes that Scottie Pippen's been making lately?
Holy shit.
Like, fuck, dude. This guy...
I just want to preface what everybody's about to say.
Yeah.
And I don't watch basketball.
Do you agree with all of these takes?
No. I'm not, we got sponsorships on the line. I'm not going to say that. But I will say that you're talking Pippen?
Yeah.
I know Pippen.
Not personally.
All right. I know Pippen. I know Pippen Jordan.
You know of Pippen.
Yeah. As a kid, okay. I was never like the Jordan of anything. So I really related with Pippen. And I was just like, oh man, he couldn't have done it without Pippen.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel like sometimes, you know, podcasts, like, y'all couldn't do it without Pippen.
Josh gets that, too.
Oh, he's Pippen.
Well, I don't know. I didn't say that. Saying. I just think Josh, like, knows what you're talking
about. No, I do really see
you. I was kind of thinking, like, maybe, I'm Pippen.
I kind of see that, too. Because
you're kind of that foreign guy that we brought on to, like, be the secondary shooter to take a little bit of pressure off of Jordan.
Foreign guy?
Yeah, you're Kukoc.
Kukoc, thank you. Yeah. Kukoc. You played one season with the Bulls. You guys got a title that year.
Like, okay. Life is good. I didn't good say for you. I knew what was going on fully. I just said I know Pippen and I related with Pippen.
I think he can kind of be a Pippen because I see him growing into a bitter old man. So
I have three theories. That
you can see that from me?
Yeah. Do you want to give a couple of Scottie Pippen takes?
Well, he called Phil Jackson racist.
Called Phil Jackson racist.
How dare you?
He said, what did he say about LeBron?
He said that LeBron won the 2016 finals all by himself.
Which is completely false.
Patently false.
Do you know, pull up. I'm going to give my theories for why Scottie Pippen is going off right now. You pull up some of the stats on that, why that's untrue. Theory number one. Has Pippen been either in a medically induced coma or hibernating?
No.
Could be the case. Did a doctor somewhere change his meds?
Possibly.
Like, I think that's is he kind of just going off right now because he's losing it
mental
a little
health
bit?
Is important.
Yeah.
Mental health is important.
And number four, number three, this is probably the most likely. He's saving up his takes because he doesn't want to fall off, so he wants to have a lot to say during the playoffs.
I have another theory.
Oh.
He's been kind of driven crazy because his ex-wife and love is going around fucking every relevant NBA player.
Bitches can do that too.
Larsa Pippen.
She's
you've seen Larsa Pippen.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Seen her. Who?
Oh, you have. She's been on just about every reality TV show.
I don't watch reality TV shows.
Have you ever on Snapchat or Instagram scrolling and seen like hot attractive women?
Yeah, I mean like every fucking minute of my life. Yeah.
She's in there, buddy. She's in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying I have seen her.
So there's always stories.
You've seen her.
Multiple times.
So who's on the team that apparently held absolutely no one?
Well, Kyrie, it was Kyrie Irving and LeBron James. Like, how could you do that to
Kyrie?
So Pippen was trying to take out Kyrie as a Pippen to LeBron. For what reason? I don't.
You know what?
Payback.
Kyrie probably fucked his wife.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's probably what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just wanted to neg him a little bit. That's great. Well, I'm happy with the Pippen segment.
I'm really glad we solved a little big conspiracy there.
Let's go to a commercial pee break. And it's really just a commercial grade pee break because we don't have a commercial. What we do have, however,
you want to run a commercial for the future sponsor?
Well, we already
hint,
did.
Hint. We did.
We already gave him one.
Good call.
But what we'll do is
one free.
I think our found footage. Like drugs. Like, I think we go to the
first
found footage.
One's free.
Exactly.
Drugs and haircuts. I did learn that recently. My baby had his first haircut. And it was free. And they gave us a little book and a little envelope to save the hair in for future memories. God damn it, we're hooked.
And we're going to go back.
We're going to go back frequently.
And guess what? None of those haircuts are going to be as monumental.
Is that first? We're going to be chasing that first
one. He's not even going to get
God damn it. But if he is good.
Yeah.
If you just kept going to different barbers, you could just keep getting first free haircuts, right?
That's such a good move.
Never
pay
for a haircut again in your life.
You can get like 6 or 7 more free haircuts.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be hard to explain. Never had a haircut, it's going to be hard to explain how this 13-year-old with a fresh fucking fade has never had a haircut before. But yes, you know what? I say let's go for it.
Hey,
he's silly. I'm still going to send it.
All right. So I want to pull our found footage. Do you have that queued up?
You said we're going to take a pee break.
Yeah, pee break and found footage. So let's preface it.
Let's do that. We're going to pee break, and then I will, because
now before we do anything,
I'm a little buzz, let's so explain. You're going to give me a pee break. Give me two pee breaks to explain.
Two pee breaks. Before we stop, let's explain to the people a little bit about what we got here.
We found gold.
We have a
podcast. There's so many bigger podcasts, and we got the fucking exclusive.
Scott won't let me talk at all.
We need to explain this, though. Explain the exclusivity.
I'm trying.
Okay.
A close friend of mine, a restaurateur in the L.A.
scene.
Real asshole, though.
No, he's a good guy.
Good guy.
Okay.
He's a good guy.
Kind of an asshole.
He gave us...
a good guy.
He gave us the exclusive on... Well, he's got security cameras in his place just to keep his patrons safe.
Yep.
And recently his place was frequented...
A couple of NBA players.
But his drinks are so goddamn like overpriced. Bill, I'm sorry. Bill, you need to fix your drink. I don't want to give it too much, but Jesus, it's overpriced.
So we got video of NBA players interacting with their dates.
Yeah, that's cool.
We're gonna drop this footage. Okay. It's exciting. I'm excited about it.
It's good stuff.
Do we want to say who we got?
No, let's let the people figure it out for themselves. Yeah.
I mean, face is pretty recognizable.
Yeah, we'll be back after.
So, where'd you say your dad coaches again?
He's an assistant at Florida State.
I thought you said your last name was Spolstra.
Yeah.
So, your dad's Eric Spolstra, right?
Oh, yeah, that's my uncle.
Yeah, that's cool, that's cool. Do you, you got any cousins, though?
So, what are you into?
Hold up, I gotta respond to this Simmons Brick 76. My burner's getting some notes. But what'd you say?
Oh, I don't know. Just asking what you're into.
Yeah, I don't have any interest.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Oh, hold on, my backup date just canceled, so we're gonna have to reschedule this.
Backup? What?
I'll have my people hit you up on the next available day.
Okay.
Man. I don't know. I mean, first and foremost, big shout out to Bob's Sushi Emporium. His drinks may be overpriced, but the roll price is nice.
I gotta say, Kevin Durant, he seemed exactly like how I thought he'd be on a date. No, he did exactly how I thought.
He's Kevin a quality Durant.
Dressed
individual.
How I thought he was gonna dress.
That's true too. Yeah. And yeah, the level of disinterest there. Now, can we talk for a minute about that date? I mean,
you mean the girl?
Yeah,
she looked.
I don't know about that, but I do know that just not a very likable face.
Yeah, I don't know. Seemed all right to me.
Probably talented. Anyway, moving on.
I mean, I hit.
What else we got? What else we got here?
The liquor.
We got what should Dame do? That's been a huge story.
What should Dame do? Now, I saw one of these clickbaity articles the other day that was like, where does Dame say that he wants to go? Moving forward.
Where did it say?
And that's the way they posed it. They were like, where does Dame want to go moving forward? When in reality, it was really just like somebody deep diving on his tweets and seeing what other teams he mentioned. Somebody asked Dame right after he got drafted, like, hey, if you were to have been drafted or to go to any other team, What team would you have wanted to go to?
Yeah.
And his choices were the Suns and the Lakers.
Okay.
So, and he chose these teams at a time when neither team was doing shit.
Yeah.
And I think, personally, I think a big part of that is that Dame wants to...
Well, now he wants a ring, I think.
He wants a ring now, but at the time, he wanted to, like, create a franchise,
I'll tell you the number one franchise he should go to.
Okay.
Know what it is?
Sure.
The Seattle Supersonics. Let's bring them back and have him go. They're always talking about it.
So your proposition is we have a Portland Trailblazers and a Seattle Supersonics?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that Oregon has the...
I feel like it's a conflict.
Oh, that's Washington.
Yeah,
that's
Seattle Washington. Is in Washington.
Those are the same state, though.
Seattle has been clamoring for the Supersonics to come back ever since the owner moved them to OKC.
Yeah, well...
They have awesome uniforms.
They do.
Sean Kemp.
You're not wrong.
Just, like, going to another team and, like, I don't know. I think there would be something epic about just, like, starting off a franchise, being that face, because there are no other faces, really.
Okay. Cool, Josh. Josh, cool. Josh, super, super cool.
Now, Supersonic.
If you had to pick a existing NBA franchise for him to move to, what would it be?
Bulls.
I like that.
That was quick. He was quick. Like that. You know, that's how you know it was genuine?
Yeah.
Because that was quick.
Bulls, I do like that choice.
Bulls that was his true conscience.
They're not set up terribly right now. Yeah. So it wouldn't... But they're not also a super team, so it wouldn't be like... Durant going to the Warriors or anything like that. It would be really him elevating it, and nobody's... I mean, no...
Here's the thing, though. What do the fucking Bulls have that Portland would want?
I mean, that's true.
Nothing.
Yeah. Legacy.
And he's got 2025
yeah.
is his first year for free agency.
Exactly.
He's property of the Portland Trailblazers until 2025.
They'd have to be able to... Yeah, that's tough. They have some pieces, but they'd have to do like Sabonis and that he's a Pacer.
Personally, I don't think he's going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
It would just be a ton of first round picks, which is a lot for any organization to give up for a dude who's 30.
Should we do our what's the segment?
More than the main four?
More than the main four. So more than the main four sports being, of course, basketball, football, baseball and football.
Yeah.
Exactly. Soccer, obviously. Football.
And so today we're talking about Tour de France. We did do this earlier in the show.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just making sure we did the whole
morning. Yeah. I'm just making sure that you and I get on the same page that football, the world's game, is recognized as one of the main four.
We'll knock out baseball for it. How about that?
Hockey is a northern territory game.
There's not a lot of hockey being played in Argentina.
No. Or Australia.
Well, the ice would melt.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Yeah. Exactly. It's a joke.
The cost.
It's like a Jamaican bobsled team.
I mean, the cost to keep that ice ice.
How much money,
baby?
They can't afford that.
See what I just did there?
I did see that.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
How much money do you think this lady deserves for all the recognition she's brought to the Tour de France? I mean, so much publicity, like millions of dollars. They've gotten more clicks, more views than they've ever gotten.
I will say that never in my life have I ever watched a Tour de France that was timely.
Yeah. Or even a clip of Tour de France that's timely. You haven't watched a clip of Tour de France.
I'm not even sure where France is on the globe, to be honest.
Fair.
I think it's in Europe, but that's the liquor talk. I don't know. So, but yeah, let's
see the clip.
Let's do it. You want to see this clip?
Yeah, give us a clip.
The sign. All right. So those for you who've been living under rock don't know.
When did this happen? Let's get to the day. How many days?
2 days ago.
2 days ago.
And
like I said, I know this exists.
Yes.
But normally, the Tour de France would have came and gone.
Wouldn't have even been a blip on your radar.
Not unless Lance Armstrong is involved in another armband.
Yeah, unless scandal. He's getting a testicle removed on the spot and then hopping on a bike and riding 23 days to victory 6 times straight.
What a story!
What an American.
You know what? I'm not gonna. You know, no, I'm not gonna.
People say he's like a giant.
I know. But he was in Dodgeball.
Yeah,
and I love that movie.
That's true.
And he did help Peter LaFleur.
That's true.
Get to the championship game.
Yeah.
And win it.
Everything's the property of.
And then bang Ben Stiller's wife.
Yeah.
And her girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. What a success story.
What's the name of the gym?
Average Joe's.
No, the other one.
Oh.
I just want to say Robo Gym.
I think that is it.
Is it Robo Gym?
Everything from Dodgeball?
Yeah. Turbo
it's
Gym?
It's Globo
Gym. Globo Gym. Okay. Robo, that's the thing. It's Robo. When you said Robo, they're like, that doesn't sound wrong.
Well, without Lance Armstrong, everything's the property of Globo Gym.
Yes.
So, I mean, we got to thank him for that.
Yes. But plus, they don't make a, sorry, your manager or coach got killed by 300 tons of irony.
Yeah. Card.
Not an option.
It's not an option. All right, let's do this. Here we go. So, I love it.
For those of you
who know, bicycling is a funny sport.
For those of you who don't know, there was a lady who held out a sign that said, "Hello, Grandma and Grandpa," in French and German. And she caused like a 70-person pileup of bicycles in Tour de France. And
oh my god!
So there's a lot.
Look
of
at that! Like that! Like his head just got ran over.
Yeah, no. The first man to go down is always the worst off, and in this case, even more than the worst off.
I wish we knew.
Ran into a woman first.
Yeah, well, ran into the woman's sign.
Yeah, and she deserved it. To be honest with you,
honestly, I haven't seen the take that it's like. I guess she did. You got to be able to blow through a woman in her sign. Like, you got to be able to take that hit and still keep driving, right?
So you're saying he did this on purpose. He fell.
I mean,
he knew he wasn't going to win.
Maybe a little bit of Chris Paul acting going down there. I don't know.
What?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe knew he wasn't going to get the win, and this is some recognition right here.
But maybe an apple? Salt cube?
Yeah. That's Chris Middleton.
God damn it.
Yeah, Chris Paul would have been the one.
I have him on my brain.
Who teaches people how to flop.
Yeah. It was very, very.
Oh, Chris Paul is the guy. Okay.
Yeah. Did we go over that yet?
We did.
Yeah.
I think so. Well, we've at least done it 4 times tonight.
Yeah. I'm getting lost in the sauce.
We are.
We're getting lost in the taste.
Hey, but the sauce tastes good.
So the sauce is still edible. I think that's what really matters here. Or drinkable in some cases.
I want to know what this woman's like. Grandparents, like if they were watching this live and saw it, were
they never gonna claim her?
Well, no. Were they just like, "Holy shit, what is she doing?" Or were they just like, "Karen at it again"?
yeah. She's the problem of the family.
Exactly.
Like she's always the issue.
Yeah.
And they're used to just discrediting her and counting her out of.
Yeah.
She's not going to the family reunion. Mm-hmm. She's
so,
not
do you
coming
think
to
if
Christmas.
Like, because there are some people like this that are just so unlucky. Like, no matter where they are, there's like a Hey Arnold episode about this back in the day where, like, the kid is unlucky.
Yeah.
And they're trying to give him the best day of his life. Could this be one of those situations where maybe they
you
were
see,
like.
You no. see the look on her face when she gets hit, and she's just like, whoa.
Yeah. Had no this idea is, it was coming. No luck is involved.
Yeah. I want to get back to the. There was a moment, the exact moment, I think it is. But here he comes. Okay. Here's...
Yeah, we're going to see it here.
Here's the... Okay, right there. That is the moment. There is a moment where she does this.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the moment she realized, oh, it happens.
Look what I did.
Car accidents. Oh, no. That's the same thing. Like, you're just driving and someone rams into you. Only a person that's been in a car accident understands that time slows down. There's a moment. There's like 30 seconds where you have to process.
Yeah.
The processing stage. So like, yeah. That was real.
That actually happened.
The first time I ever got smoking a little greenery.
Extracurricular substances. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Extracurricular. That was the feeling I got, was like, is this real?
Or we can just pretend we're recording from Denver.
Okay. We're in Denver right now.
We are in Denver.
We're Nuggets.
303?
You too. Till I die.
3-0.
There's just not another sporting event that could be interrupted like this.
Yeah, you're right.
Other than the Tour de France, it's just like maybe NASCAR.
You could spike strip NASCAR. Yeah,
I feel like though I do feel like golf would be close because like it's a sport where there shouldn't be very much audible noise. But if something happened, everyone in the crowd would be like, "Oh!"
You would have to orchestrate like 15 of these Karens to run up on the leading 15 players and beat them to the ground with their drivers.
Yeah. Do you think possibly? This conspiracy?
Oh, there's a conspiracy that this is an inside job.
A conspiracy. Whoa. A conspiracy that this is a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Like that. Now I'm confused. The liquor has me confused. Conspiracy within a conspiracy?
Ooh, Danny's lost in the sauce.
Yes.
You know what time I think it is?
We've all been lost.
I think it's time to introduce our favorite segment.
What segment?
Ask a Rapper.
Ooh, all right.
Do you think that... Hold on. Do you think... I just sneezed. If I have COVID...
You have COVID.
Nice. But we make out, so that's already kind of...
You also got the vax. So.
That's true. I'm vaxxed up to the max.
But you might have herpes.
I got all three vaxes. That's true. Josh still hasn't...
Three? There's only two.
Exactly. Josh still hasn't told us on air yet what he got blood drawn for, so...
We see those jack marks. A little
uncomfortable with whatever's going on with Josh. Anyway, Danny, do me a favor.
Yes.
Go get free room. I got like...
You talking about my alter ego, past rapper self.
That's who I want to talk to right now. You can leave, and Free Roam needs to take the table. I know he can't produce much, but just put it on 3Cam, and let me talk to Roam.
Okay. I'm going to check to see if he's able to come.
Okay. Go check in with him.
He honestly might not, but I'm going to check real quick. No, see, he's not here yet. I'm going to go check real quick. Give me 2 seconds of banter. Banter for a second.
Okay.
And then I'll bring him up.
Do you have any questions for Free Roam?
I might have one or two.
I got a lot of questions for him. One, how do you control my life? He did... Okay, don't disperse. Don't dismerge.
Disparage.
You told us to banter. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Besmirch or disparage?
Yeah. Disparage.
Disparage.
Real quick, I could pitch you on a new nickname for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Better than the one I came up with?
Giannis the Adonis? Yeah. Maybe. It's,
doubt it.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, he ain't no poop, no.
Oh!
I'm really glad that Free Roam chose...
Shit. Yo, what's up? What's up?
This moment to show up. Free Roam, how you been?
Dog, I've been good, man. I've been just living it.
Yeah?
It's been a minute.
Yes, sir.
It's been a minute.
Well, it's a pleasure to be sitting across from you today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for blessing us with your presence for a brief moment.
You're welcome. Preach.
Yeah, I really like your attire. You're looking sharp.
Did you like the way...
lost it there when the drink went up. We lost the attire entirely.
Yo, man, I've been at Hogwarts for the last year and a half, dog. So, like...
Okay.
Levioso, bro. Do you even lift?
Probably not. I do not. No. Old one lung here, not a big lifter. But thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me, though. So,
here's the thing. I know we talked last time. You really helped enlighten me on the deeper meanings of some...
Kanye and his butt.
Yeah, yeah. And some other things. Habit. You know, like Beyonce fucking, like, things that really matter, not only socially, but then we also got into some socioeconomic, environmental... Really,
you're talking about gerrymandering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about a number of things.
Big issue.
Big issue.
Today I have just a few more questions for you, if you have a moment.
Dog, I'm here for you, bro.
And then we'll just have you get Danny back here so we can get the cameras set back up.
So, whatever.
He is soft. We can talk about it. He's actually really drunk tonight, too.
For real.
He's been turned.
He's had a problem, bro.
Yeah?
He's had a problem for a little bit.
Yeah. How much of a bottle do you think he could drink in one night?
Do I think I could drink?
Free roam. I know you crush bottles, dude.
Bro, I don't crush bottles because that's bragging. Because if I'm crushing bottles, that means that you've seen me crush multiple really expensive bottles.
I've seen free roam, though. You talking about free roam?
He probably drinking some Captain Admiral.
Yeah.
Or some shit, some stupid shit like that.
It was like Admiral Jerry's, but you're right on. You hit the nail on the head.
He probably crushed like half a bottle.
Any other disparaging remarks that you want to say about free roam? I mean, Danny.
He needs to lose a little bit of weight.
Okay.
He clearly needs to stop drinking before the show. What's up, Doc?
Nothing. He's just talking shit on us.
No, free roam. No, I'm free roam. You're talking about Danny, the producer.
Yeah.
He needs to get his shit together. If I was producing this, if my crew was producing this, it wouldn't take 4 takes.
Yeah.
Josh would be in his bed right now.
Are you applying for a job right now?
Dog, I might be.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see how you answer these questions.
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. So question number one.
Throw it at me, dog.
Let's see. This is a Will Smith line.
I love Will Smith, so.
Okay. I wanted to know kind of what your stance was. And this one.
Will Smith doesn't have to cuss to sell records.
I didn't. Well, I do. I didn't understand it at all.
Fuck you.
So here
Will
it is.
Will Smith would never say that.
If you don't want to, I can live with that. But you got to put the double nick reverse slacks. So what does that mean?
Holy shit.
I don't know. You want it again?
One more time.
If you don't want to, I can live with that. But you got to put the double knit reverse slacks.
God damn.
I mean, it's...
Who said that?
It's Will Smith.
Will Smith. Wow. Okay, so that eliminates... He don't like to cuss to sell records.
Sure.
Yes.
But I do.
Okay, so you don't really understand his dialogue?
Yeah, but fuck him. And if you ain't down on free roam, fuck you too.
Yeah.
Dog, I got it.
Was that his answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next one.
All right.
And the judges, ding, 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 will accept that.
No, they accepted it. We have as well. Okay. This one, I think you probably heard it before. Watch out for the medallion. My diamonds are reckless. It feels like a midget is hanging from my necklace.
Ooh, I don't think you can say that word.
I'm just quoting.
Okay.
All right. My medallions is reckless.
Uh-huh.
Meaning my jewelry is so loud.
Okay.
That I, as a human being on this earth, can't be held responsible for what they do.
Interesting.
Okay. Now, what was the second part?
My diamonds are reckless. It feels like a midget is hanging from my necklace.
That's easy.
It's easy?
No, it's easy.
Okay.
It's easy.
ZZ Top?
No, a season, sorry.
Okay. Steve Ren is easy?
Possibly.
Ren is assy.
Okay.
Was he on the league?
Yes.
It sounds like he might be on the league.
Yes.
I feel like,
okay. It's a little offensive because it does involve the M word.
I feel like a little person is hanging from my necklace.
What word? Midget.
Okay.
Shout out to all my lovely.
Yes.
I feel like the first part was the reckless. It's reckless because it's just so bright and fucking, you might get distracted. Whatever.
Sure.
Reckless.
Sure.
Crash. Now, I got a midget hanging from my necklace. Basically, what that means is, now, if you were walking down the street and you saw, like, Josh here, just average dude walking down the street.
Just an average dude, I get.
Hold
it.
Up. But if you had a chain,
borderline
right?
Average.
You had
if
you had a chain, though.
Yeah.
And from that chain, because people have chains. But if I saw your chain and all of a sudden there's like literally a little person dangling from your necklace, dog, I'd be like.
That would be.
Now, that's not offensive because what human being with a pulse walking by another human person. With a little person dangling from their necklace, you would be like, what? Like, that's not offensive because, like, who wouldn't?
I'd personally. So you're saying that he makes those hoes' heads turn like owls? See, I personally, if I saw that, I'd personally try to help the little person hanging, like...
You would?
Yeah.
Because that's...
They might...
I 2021, of course you would. You
shouldn't hang anybody.
Exactly. Oh, bro, I bet...
Yeah.
What are you trying to turn this into?
I'm not turning it into anything. See, the way I saw that line, like, I understood the second line. I didn't get the diamonds is reckless part. I think it feels like a midget is hanging from my necklace just means that he's got so much gold on that necklace that it feels like there's half a person or a little person hanging from that reckless.
I like that.
They get a full vote, but they're like physically half of a person.
Yes. I like that, dog. I like that. I like that a lot.
Okay, so my next line, Scooby Snack, Jurassic Plastic, Gas Booty, Gas Booby Trap. I'll run that back.
Yes.
Scooby Snack, Jurassic Plastic, Gas Booby Trap. And that's Ghostface, so you know it's got to mean something. Are you struggling? Free roam.
No, dog, I got it. Scooby Snack, that bitch Jurassic.
Scooby Snack, Jurassic Plastic, Gas Booby Trap.
Yeah, so basically what he's saying is Scooby Snack, that bitch be plastic.
Gas Booby Trap? And they didn't say bitch anywhere. They don't get that derogatory. But you keep saying... But I would,
dog.
Yeah, Jurassic Plastic, Gas Booby Trap.
Jurassic Plastic. That means you got that old money.
Okay. All right.
Jurassic Plastic.
We're getting somewhere here.
You pull out plastic. It's 2021.
Yeah.
If you ain't crypto, you ain't with it. Jurassic Plastic.
Man. So Ghostface is literally looking into the future.
Yeah.
To the dawn of the crypto age.
Because this was recorded in 2000, so him referencing plastic like that in 2000 is pretty
no, especially from like a Doge perspective. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like we're talking Bitcoin.
No, he knew it was gonna fucking rise and fall.
Apparently, Ghostface might be behind the McAfee murder.
The only reason he didn't get into it was because this line right here clearly would have been grounds to try him for insider trading.
Mm.
It's about that clear.
You know what? Martha Stewart did that time.
Yeah.
Ghostface would have done that time.
Ghostface definitely would have done that time.
And he would have came out better for it.
100%. I believe you.
What was the second part of that, Matt?
I'll just run it back. It's pretty short. Scooby Snack, Jurassic Plastic.
Got that.
Gas Booby Trap. So what's a gas booby trap?
Gas booby trap? That's easy, dog. That's when you like smoke too much, but like someone sets you up and they put some boobies in front of your face, and that's a trap, dog.
I don't hate it.
I'm inclined to believe that. I know you didn't break at all.
Yeah.
I didn't break. Can I hit you with one more?
These colors don't run, dog.
Speaking of not breaking, can I hit you with one more?
Land on me, dog.
Okay. Chubba 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 chubby. I don't have any lines to go right here, so chubby Teletubby. And that's Kanye West.
Oh, I thought that was Eminem.
So,
I thought that was Eminem.
Oh, no, that is Eminem, actually. That is Eminem, actually. Okay, yeah, you're right.
I feel like I've heard that song. I was like, jubba, 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 jubba. I didn't know the second part of it.
Now, what's he talking about?
Say
I know
it again?
He's writing raps about
Say it again.
Trump. He's making all these political statements today.
Oh, is this recent?
I'm just telling you what I know.
Okay, say it again.
Chubba, chubba, chubba. Chubba, chubba, chubba. Chubby. I don't have any lines to go right here, so chubba Teletubby.
Okay, here's how that goes. At that time period, Teletubbies was like still within our conscience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, what he's saying is, yes, at this exact moment in time, I am Eminem.
Okay.
You are my fans.
Right.
Or not.
Right.
Or picketers.
It's a broad statement.
Whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your people.
I'm Eminem. Teletubbies is relevant to us.
Okay.
Chubba 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 Chumbawamba is the dopest band out at this exact moment. Praise what's up to Home Alone 3, not starring Kevin.
Macaulay Culkin.
Kevin McAllister, I believe is his name.
Yeah.
Not starring him. Starring that other kid.
Oh, they replaced him in the third one?
They did replace him in the third one. But Scarlett Johansson was in it.
What?
But not quite old enough for us to quite comment on yet.
But we were of the age then that we could comment on it.
You know what? Technically, yeah, and I think this is weird, but I think I was too, actually.
Yeah.
So, therefore, chubba, 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 goddamn, she's going to be hot sooner or later.
This is a Scarlett Johansson and Home Alone 3 reference.
Okay.
Buried in an M&M line?
Duh.
Bro.
I've been saying M&M is the dopest since day one. I know recently Eminem isn't like as tight as he used to be, but to me, who was there during that time, he was the dopest. So yes.
Can I give you one more?
Yes. Okay. Don't have me, dog.
All right. 32 grams raw, chop it in half, get 16, double it times 3, we got 48, which means a whole lot of cream.
All right. Good explanation.
You know what? All that math adds up. That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it. That's what he's saying. He's saying it's like, I know y'all nerds are going to want to like call me out on it or whatever. But do the math. Get your calculator out, dog. That shit adds up. 100%.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. I want to thank you, Free Roam, for coming on the episode.
Hey, I appreciate y'all having me back.
I think we got to wrap soon. So
I'm all about rapping.
I know. So
we can just get Danny back.
Yeah, if you want to send Danny back in so that he can finish up the episode for us.
I'll go see if he's available. I just want to say, y'all, shout out to my peoples. Catch y'all on the flip side, dog. All
right.
I'll go see if he's around.
It's a good thing he's like quarter black because he really leans in. Yeah.
So is it going to be awkward as Trey Young gets old?
Isn't his hairline already pretty awkward?
Yeah, I mean,
he doesn't have a whole lot of chance.
He's already old young.
I think that he's going to be the youngest sponsor for Rogaine.
I like that. I like that.
And Propecia. Yeah. Like, he needs to be dick riding both of those early on just to keep some semblance.
Yeah, so many NBA players run to it LeBron, and get that bag. Yeah.
You have a fun baldness?
KD.
Or two baldness?
Just baldness in general.
Just running about them talking about being bald. Welcome Trey has Dan. Actually embraced it, so.
Welcome back, Dr. Dan.
Thank you for having me back.
Thank you for coming back.
Thank you.
Well, we're over an hour right now, so.
Yeah,
we're over
an hour. My friend didn't say anything offensive.
He was borderline.
That he'll wake up tomorrow regretting.
He's got the credentials to be as borderline as he was.
He's not going to get canceled, right?
I think he's probably safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he's a quarter black.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. That's all right. Cool.
Great.
All right, well...
I'm glad we got this established. I'm having a drink.
Thank you for joining us tonight, Dr. Dan. Yeah. Josh, thank you for joining me. I
appreciate you for having me.
And I want to thank...
Appreciate you guys having me.
I want to thank all 7 of our listeners for having us streaming or probably, like, starting the episode and ending it. Until next thank week, you. We are the only fans remaining for the Denver Nuggets after the Suns and 4 guy.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to be.
Can I say my lines? I kind of established last time that I wanted to have a line.
Okay.
What was the line?
Stay hard!
Oh, yeah.
All right. To all those people out there who weren't offended enough by that to leave the episode. Stay hard.
Stay hard.
Thanks for tuning in.
Stay hard!